The Sfas Emes Chusa Yagen Aleinu has a very poignant message for us as we come towards Pesach. Matzah is referred to as Lechem Oini, the bread of a poor man. Says the Sfas Emes that we're going to read between two ma'amarim of the Sfas Emes, one from Tav Resh Samach Gimel and the other from Tav Resh Nun Aleph. Such an important derech la'avoda for Lel Pesach and Pesach itself. Lechem oini, a poor man's bread, bechinas lechem oini, bechinas de les le migar me klum. Many are familiar with this expression. Les le migarma. There is nothing from the one aside from the one that causes anything at all. Everything comes from Kudsha Brichu. Lechem oini, the poor man's bread, emphasizes that we are poor without Kudsha Brichu. Sha'adayin loy nisbarer hadas. In the philosophy of the Gedolei Torah, amongst them Rav Soloveitchik, and all of the giants of Torah, man's partnership with God is an absolutely critical part in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it comes to Leil Pesach, the Sfas Emes who agrees that that partnership is critical, when it comes to Leil Pesach, loy nisbarer hadas. Our minds, our intellect, had not been entirely developed and refined. Rak, the only thing we had was sheyatzu b'nei Yisrael b'neflois habayrei, that we went out of Mitzrayim with the wonders of God. Shenigla aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'galam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu swooped us out. Va'at erin ve'eria, we say in the Haggadah, according from Yechezkel. We were like little babies. We needed to be pampered, to be fed. Our shortcomings, to be corrected. Ve'ein ze mitzad ha'adam. Yitzias Mitzrayim is lechem oni, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us as poor children. And there is no component of our partnership with God. Our intellect is not the critical component, or our reflection, our depth of reflection, is not the critical component of Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim. It will be absolutely important for us when we grow up and we mature and we become teachers of Torah and fathers and mothers. But the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim v'at Eiron v'Eriyah, shelo yis'are psoilus, if we are going to take ourselves and use our intellect at the moment that we've gone out of Mitzrayim, then we will bring in impurities. Kivan she'adayin haya ba'ara de Mitzrayim. We were still in the land of Mitzrayim. In other words, Yetzias Mitzrayim is about, says the Rebbe in Tav Resh Samach Ayin, previously we were reading from Tav Resh Samach Gimel, the description of us going out of Mitzrayim, Zacharti lo chesenu raich, lechtei chacharai bamidbar beretz lo zarua, ki yatsanu mi Mitzrayim, adayin lo yhoyolonu shum hasog yibidi adarche atayru mitzvoiseho. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not yet given us the Torah. And since HaKadosh Baruch Hu had not given us the Torah, we were still little children. And therefore, explains the Rebbe an amazing take on the give and take between the Chacham and his father. The Chacham asks, Tati, why is it that you are focusing simply on the stories of the night of Pesach? What about the intellectual, powerful component of the Beis HaMedrash, of Jewish philosophy? Why is it that the mitzvah is l'saper b'nisim v'niflaos? If there is so much deeper that is part of our tradition of Torah. And the response of the father is what the Rebbe describes. Continuing on in Tav Resh Nun Aleph, Dibar Maskel Chacham. Adayin lo ayelanu shum asagi b'dias darchei Torah v'mitzvos. Ad shenasan lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'ashar malos. Ubiyitzias Mitzrayim o yikra yitzia lecheirus. What we're celebrating is our freedom in terms of becoming ultimately true slaves. And that is the most glorious service. And that is to be Eved Hashem. Ukemoikem b'chol shonu uzman chayreseinu ata, shenase kol ish Yisrael ben chayrim. Each one of us becomes new and free. V'nifta mikol maser v'hitkashrut shenikshar be'evlei ha'olam. And we become free from those things that tie us down. In other words, every Jew was in a Mitzrayim, was in his Mitzarim, was tied down by his shortcomings, and we throw them off on the night of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We throw them off in Chodesh Nisan, the time of Ischachus. Only afterwards, v'acharkach, 49 days later, b'chagashvus mis'orez matan Torah. Then we go into Matan Torah. V'lechein ha'chacham shemuchad tamid, lichnos b'sharei chachma v'das, v'chacham, who is profound, and he desires to immediately jump in to the beautiful gates of Chachma and Das. U'b'layla hazu, but on this night, it's a different avodah, and we're going to need to elaborate on what that avodah is. Hushar hachirus v'lo yoyser. It's celebrating our freedom to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our freedom to recreate ourselves. Our freedom is being children molded by Kudsh HaBrich Hu. We're not yet up to Shavuos. We're not yet up to Matan Torah. We're not up to the point of Ratzisa Banu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has said that you are perfect and ready for the Hashlamas HaMishkan of Yom HaKippurim and Sukkis. No. We're not there yet. And the Chacham doesn't understand that. V'lachem shoyel, and therefore the Chacham asks, Ma simcha zu oseh? This is the greatest simcha? This is what you're going to celebrate on the Lel Pesach? Achar shekvar zechinu, achar kach lemalos rabos mizos. We've passed this, we've grown up, we've matured. And you know what the father answers? V'ateretzu, ein maftirin achar Pesach afikomen. No. We don't have a point of departure aside from the Afikomen. This is not the starting point towards an Iyun Shir. This is not a starting point of a beautiful Harifus in Chasidus. This is not a starting point for something deep in Kabbalah. No. Shesimchas hacherus ata hu oile al kol amadregas. That pure relationship of love and connection. Lechtech acharai b'midbar be'eretz lo zarua. That is the focus of Pesach. Ve'ein levakesh hasogus raklios nimshach achar malchusa yizbarech. Our bakash, our focus is to follow after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why the most beautiful of words is what typifies the Megillah of Pesach. Mashcheini acharecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, drag me. And what this means in terms of Chasidus Lemaisa is that the avoda of Pesach is for us to pull back. For us to pull back from the Shari HaChochmos and to start again. And the Rebbe goes on to say that when a person goes back and starts again, and doesn't begin from the Sharei HaChochma VaHadas, but he begins from Bishar HaChirus, the gate of freedom, the gate of that unique initial bond with Kudsh HaBrich Hu, then the Sharei Chochma and Das will be something else as well. And therefore, the time of Pesach is for us to pull back. It's for us to pull back. And it's a real avoda. The avoda of less man de gorme klum. Less lemi gorme klum. There is nothing aside from that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. The Rebbe goes on to explain that in Mitzrayim there is a recognition that there is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a point of anius. We're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, which is an Eretz of Ashirus, Eretz of Lechem, where there's Torah, the antithesis of Matzah. But right now, we're prior to that point. And our job on Leil Pesach, and this is a challenge, with all of our Baruch Hashem, our affluence and our prosperity, is to take a step back and realize Lesle Migor Maklum. And all the other things that come next, our tzedakah, our amelus, our dafyoimi, our shas, our yediyas and poskim, v'chule, v'chule, all of that that we've achieved, that we're supposed to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we've advanced in the Jewish community, how Klal Yisrael is rebuilt after the Holocaust, how Eretz Yisrael has been rebuilt, all of that starts prior to Eretz Yisrael. We're not in Eretz Yisrael yet. Leslei migor meklum, all we have is the simple matzah. And that's something that needs a real avoda on Leil Pesach. For a person to close his eyes, my brother Shlita closes his eyes by Chayav Adam Liras Esatzmo Ki Uluhu Yatsa Mi Mitzrayim, to visualize himself as going out of Mitzrayim. In Chassidus, that avoda is an avoda that a person strips away everything that's his exterior, and the Rebbe is arguing even his Shari Chachma Vadas. And if we do that, and we start again, and we start fresh, then the Chachma and Das will be something else. Then that individual might be Zoche to come into Eretz Yisrael. That individual, as the Rebbe continues in Tuf Reish Samach Gimel, the Rebbe describes, "Ubnei Yisrael mitzias Mitzrayim hayikim haTorah mi'oni. L'chein zachu acher kach l'kayim haTorah mi'oysher be'eretz toivu rechava she'ein Torah ketoras Eretz Yisrael." Being an Oni Midas at a certain moment could be something that is absolutely exhilarating. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that our poverty should create our richness, that our simplicity should create our depth. Lechtech acharei b'midbar be'eretz lizeruah.